This guided meditation is brought to you by Julie Peters and Spirituality and Health. Visit spiritualityhealth.com for more. Welcome to this meditation for sweet dreams. Tonight, we'll enter a beautiful open field of wildflowers in our own imaginations. Please take a moment to get comfortable. Make sure you feel supported and that you can allow your belly to relax. Close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Let go of your day, your week, and whatever is on the surface of your mind. If there is something in particular you're thinking about, remind yourself that sleep is a time for feeling and for dreaming, not for thinking. Time for thinking can come later. Trust your subconscious to handle whatever it needs to while you rest, dream, imagine, and especially sleep. Allow your breath to settle into a natural rhythm. This will probably change as we go. Relax your belly, so that the breath can move there, even if it's a small movement. Don't resist your breath at all. Allow your shoulders to relax. Feel the muscles around your eyes softening. Relax the space between your eyebrows. Your ears. Relax your jaw and even your tongue resting in your mouth. Allow your legs to become heavy. Imagine the soles of your feet softening. Feel your body sinking into the soft earth below you, which rises up to support you. The earth is very supportive and very soft. You feel very safe, completely protected. Resting as you are, you notice a soft breeze on your skin. Feel warm and comfortable, but there's a sweet smell to the air around you as it touches your skin gently, brushing by. You are in a field, a wide open space, lying as you are. You feel totally supported by the earth below you. As you feel the ground, you notice you're in a bed of soft, forgiving grass, plump and healthy, bright green and soft to the touch. All around you are flowers. Patches of bright green grass, a few trees rooted deeply into the earth. You decide to walk slowly through this field of wildflowers. Something about it feels magical. It feels special, like you've been here before. The colors of the flowers are gorgeous. Some of them you've seen before, and some of them are new to you. There are short, cheerful white asters with their yellow centers and white bursts of petals around them. There are long strings of purple lupine with a clean, bright scent like fresh laundry. Bright red poppies cluster together with their crumply petals, next to sunshiny orange California poppies, whose petals collect in a velvety cup. You continue to enjoy these flowers and many more, colorful and beautiful, all around you in this field of your imagination. As you continue to explore this space, you encounter medicinal flowers, like purple cone flowers with their sparse petals and thick gold cones. Sweet, unassuming marigolds offer clusters of yellow and orange flowers like a handful of petals. Being around these plants and others makes you feel calmer, more at ease in your body. Their mingling scents seem to be feeding you with some sort of nourishment that you really need. You feel more grounded, more connected to the earth, as you feel their soft petals and smell their rich scents. They seem to be there just for you, exactly the flowers you need. As you continue to explore the field, you find yet more flowers. Some of them are wild and some of them are not. There are dark red roses and multicolored tulips that look like lollipops. There are tiny lily of the valley that droop their small white cups to the earth and feel cool to the touch. Every now and then, you notice a plump bee tasting the nectar of the flowers, collecting their sweetness for a hive somewhere full of rich, sweet honey. Eventually, you pass under the shade of a small collection of trees. You notice that they are all fruiting trees. Apple blossoms blush pink as they open from buds to full flower. A line of cherry trees are covered in blossoms like they were all wearing a pink fur coat. The earth is carpeted in blossoms, and petals are floating from the trees to the earth like fat flakes of snow, creating a kind of a blossom tunnel that you can walk through and enjoy. On the other side of the blossom tunnel, there's a large fig tree, ripe with clusters of dark purple fruit, ready to be plucked and tasted. You touch one of the cool, velvety figs, asking the tree its permission, and you feel the fig fall into the palm of your hand. You smell the sweetness of the fruit and take a bite. The fig is cool and soft and velvety, with a slight honey-like flavor and a hint of the sourness of your favorite berries. The flowers here all seem to grow naturally, but they're also all here for you. As you continue to walk on, you may see flowers from childhood gardens, trees you knew well when you were young, plants you've had at home, perhaps ones you've cared for. All these plants, trees, and flowers are here for you. They are the blooms of your mind, your heart, and your memory, growing through your experiences, good and bad, offering you beauty and sweetness and nourishment from the earth of your mind and your life. This is your wildflower field. These are your flowers. You belong here. With time, you find another patch of grass, which seems designed to hold you as you rest in this garden of your creation. You lie down again, enjoying the cool breeze and the lightly mingling scents of the fruit and flowers. As you look up above you, you can see a wide expanse of deep blue sky. The sky goes on and on, beautiful blue and clear all the way to the long horizon. When you look up at the sky, there are no edges, just a beautiful expanse of sky. It feels very calming in all this space. You know in your bones that this field belongs to you. It is a safe, open space for you to breathe and feel and watch the cloudless blue sky expand on and on as far as you can see. Rest with your great blue sky as long as you'd like. Whenever you're ready to wake up and open your eyes, you will be home again, back in your body, where you chose to lie down and rest, nourished from spending time in this garden of your own mind.